Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Trainland Podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Aline. Today's episode is packed with useful grammar.
Oh, that's right, Aline. We are going to review some grammar we have covered before. It's not a repetition. It's just that we will review the past simple, the past continuous, but adding something new today. Used to.
Exactly. We'll be looking at how we describe past habits and actions that are no longer happening, along with when to use past simple and past continuous.
And of course, we got an exciting cultural hook today. Roland Garros. It's right now, just trending topic. Eh? They are playing in Paris. So we'll be diving into the tennis tournament and how we can talk about our experiences.
But before we get into the grammar, let's listen to a conversation between two friends, Johnny and me, on our trip to Paris to watch a match at Roland Garros.
All right. Oh, wow. Interesting. Huh? So I think the setting, just to put our friends there, we're sitting in a beautiful cafe with our partners, you know, just enjoying Paris and Roland Garros. And let us see. Let's start, Aline. Wow. This match was incredible. I can't believe we're finally here at Roland Garros. Watching it live with all that energy in this stadium is just a whole different experience, Aline.
I know. It's amazing to be here. I used to watch these matches on TV, but this is another level. The energy in the air, the crowd cheering, it's unbeatable.
Yeah, I agree. It's incredible to see it live. I remember when I was younger, I used to watch all the big tournaments, but now I don't have much time to follow tennis on TV.
Funny. I used to follow every tournament too, but I feel like now I'm more excited to be here. The atmosphere makes it feel so much real.
Yeah, definitely. I remember when I used to spend hours watching tennis at home, even making predictions about who would win. I had a ritual for it, but now I mostly watch it online when I have time. It's so different now.
Exactly. I was saying to my partner earlier that I used to be obsessed with tennis as a kid, and now it's just so much fun to be here in person. It's like I've rediscovered my passion for it.
Same here. I think it's just the excitement of seeing it all happening live. I used to watch these matches on TV with my dad. Now I feel like I'm living that experience again, but with my partner. It feels special.
It does feel like a full circle moment, doesn't it? You know, even the food here is amazing. We're eating way too much. Croissant, cheese, and a glass of wine. It's perfect. I never used to enjoy food like this when I watched tennis on TV.
I know, everything tastes better in Paris. And the atmosphere here at Roland Garros is just different. I think I remember this match for a long time. It's memory in the making.
Totally. I've always wanted to attend this tournament. I used to dream about coming here, and now I'm living it.
It feels like we are living out our childhood dreams. And now we have a story to tell. Imagine one day we can tell our grandkids we were at Roland Garros.
Yeah, that's something I'll never forget. We should make a tradition out of this, Johnny. Coming to Roland Garros every year.
That would be wonderful.
Exactly. All right. Well, now we've had some fun talking about Roland Garros and how our experiences with tennis have changed. Let's take a closer look now at the grammar we used in our conversation. Past simple, past continuous, and used to.
So let us start with the past simple. I think we have a slide here already. So when do we use the past simple? Well, we use the past simple for completed actions. No? These are specific actions in the past we know that have finished.
Exactly. And we typically use past simple when we're talking about things that happened at a specific time in the past. Example, we can see them on the slide. I watched the match yesterday. We saw the players play live.
So, as you can see, These are actions that are finished, and they happened at a specific time. Yesterday, last year, 2 days ago. We also use past simple with time expressions like yesterday, last week, or if you want to add the year 2019 or at 10 p.m., etc.
Excellent. Now, let's focus on past continuous. Action in progress in the past. Let's talk about that. We use it to talk about actions that were in progress at a specific moment in the past. Example, we can see them on the slide as well. I was watching the match when the popcorn fell. I was cheering when the crowd went wild.
So past continuous is great for setting the scene or describing something that was happening when something else occurred.
Exactly. Past continuous helps to show that the action was ongoing at a particular time. It's also often used with interrupters like when or why. Example, I was watching the match when my phone rang.
Very good. So we went quite fast with this, Aline, because we had already a podcast about the past continuous and the past simple. So let us go now with introducing the new point, which is the use of used to. It's past habits and states that have changed. So let us talk about used to. We use used to talk about past habits or states that are not longer true or happening today.
That's right. Used to helps us describe things we did regularly in the past, but don't do anymore. It's great for talking about past routines or things that were true in the past, but have changed. Example, we can look at them again. I used to watch tennis all the time, a habit that has stopped. Okay. Or I used to live in Paris. But that has changed. I no longer live in Paris.
All right. So, I think that's the same for your students, Aline, of many of the students of our teachers. No, just the confusion between used to and would. Sometimes it's confused with would. But remember, this is the key. Used to can describe both actions and states. All right. So just keep that in mind, okay? Used to, actions, and states. So, for example, I used to play tennis every weekend, okay? Or, for example, I would go to Paris every summer. Here is a habit, but used more for a repeated actions in the past. So would, the same as used to, it's for repeated actions, but as said, more repeated actions in the past. How can we see a difference also? Maybe just to make it clearer for our listeners. Okay, let's set an example of a state. Okay, so I would say I used to live in London. Okay, that's something that it happened in the past, but no longer is happening. But you couldn't say I would live in London because this is not an action. Okay, that is a state. For example, you can use would with when I was little, I would play outside until dark, or I would play tennis every weekend. That's something that you did in a repeated action. But again, I used to have a dog named Max. You couldn't say I would have a dog. No, it's no encaja, eh? it doesn't fit here. So remember, used to, would, fine. For repeated actions in the past, okay. But would, used to, you would use it for actions and states. Whether would only be for actions, but you cannot use it for states. I think we have more examples here. No? Mm-hmm. For example, I used to follow tennis on TV, but now I watch it live. Or we used to go to the park every weekend, but we don't do it anymore. And when I was younger, I used to watch cartoons every morning.
Yes. And remember, used to can also describe states, things that were true in the past but have changed. Example, I used to be a tennis coach. I no longer have this job. That's the idea. Or as well, I used to be more into tennis, but now I prefer basketball.
All right. So just to wrap up, summarizing, past simple for completed actions in the past, past continuous for ongoing actions or actions that were interrupted, and used to for past habits or states that no longer happened or are no longer true. And remember, don't confuse with would.
Exactly. So now let's put what we've learned into practice and see how you can use used to and the past tenses in your own stories.
Very
Yes,
good.
we have a question for the audience. Now it's time for your challenge. Here is a Spanish sentence, a sentence in Spanish. I'm going to read it and let's see what you can do out of it. Cuando era joven, solía jugar al tenis todos los fines de semana.
Okay, so how would you say that in English using used to? Nos podéis dejar comentarios también, que nos encantará escuchar a los que nos estáis viendo ahora online. Así que si queréis dejar algún comentario, perfecto.
Yeah, let's see how you can use used to correctly. Very
Very
good.
good. So if you're enjoying then the podcast, and learning some new grammar tips, well, don't forget to like and subscribe. It really helps us bring you more helpful lessons. Y tal vez es el momento también de comentar a nuestros escuchantes que en Trainland tenemos unas clases que puedes disfrutar muchísimo de ellas por poco más de 30 euros al mes. Con poco más de 30 euros al mes tienes clases grupales que puedes ver en vivo. Tienes una, dos, a veces incluso tres clases grupales que puedes ver. Tienes más de 1.000 vídeos disponibles de gramática, de temas culturales que puedes escuchar. Tienes clases grabadas. Tienes un campus con ejercicios, con vídeos y ejercicios. Así que esto te puede ayudar con poquito más de 30 euros al mes a poder disfrutar de tus clases de inglés. Por supuesto, luego después, si ya quisieras clases particulares con alguno de nosotros, con alguno de los profes, pues también lo puedes añadir. Pero que sepas que con Trainland ya tienes algo que con poco más de 30 euros tienes un montón de cosas, incluidas lecciones en vivo, grupales, las cuales puedes participar y puedes beneficiarte.
And make sure you share this episode with your friends, especially those who are working on their English skills and could use a little extra practice with tenses.
Yeah, we've got more episodes coming up. So hit that bell to stay updated. Don't miss out on our next lessons.
All right, Johnny. So now let's dive into the exciting world of Roland Garros 2025. This year's tournament is extra special because it marks Rafael Nadal's tribute. He's a living legend in tennis, and his career has been nothing short of incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rafael Nadal, also known as the King of Clay, El Rey de la Tierra Batida, has won 14 French Open titles, and his career has redefined what it means to dominate on the court. The tribute to him at Roland Garros is a recognition of his legacy. After such a historic run, it's hard to imagine the tournament without him.
I know. Nadal's influence on tennis is undeniable. He used to be unbeatable on clay courts, and his matches were always exciting. His rivalry with players like Roger Federer or Novak Djokovic has shaped tennis history. But this year, as part of the tribute, there is a special ceremony dedicated to him, where the French Open organizers are honoring his unmatched contributions to the sport.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch Nadal evolve throughout the years, from a young player with incredible energy to the seasoned champion we see today. His dominance on the clay courts used to feel like an unstoppable force, and I think this tribute is a testament to his hard work, determination, and the impact he has had on the sport worldwide.
Definitely. What's even more special is how the tribute goes beyond just honoring his career. They're also naming a new section of Roland Garros after him, which is incredible. It's not just for tennis fans, it's for anyone who has been inspired by his journey.
Yeah, I think it's such a fitting tribute. Nadal used to dominate the competition at Roland Garros, and now he'll be forever part of the tournament legacy. It's going to be an emotional moment for the fans and players alike.
And speaking of the tournament, we've got some new stars rising in tennis. Players like Carlos Alcaraz, who has made such an impression in recent years. His game reminds me of a young Nadal, but with a more aggressive style. It's incredible to see how the new generation of players is evolving.
Right. I'm really curious to see how Alcaraz performs in Roland Garros this year. But there is something about the history and tradition of the tournament that makes it even more exciting. The energy in the stadium during the matches is unlike anything I have ever experienced. Watching tennis live at Roland Garros is such an immense experience. So the atmosphere is just unbelievable.
Definitely, Johnny. I think for both players and fans, it's one of the most prestigious tournaments in the world. Watching the best players in the world go head-to-head in such a legendary venue is just something you can't replicate anywhere else.
Exactly. And it's not just about the tennis. There's also something magical about being in Paris. The food, the culture, the vibe of the city. Everything feels just right when you are at Roland Garros. It's no wonder why it's such an iconic event for tennis fans and travelers alike.
I couldn't agree more. I think we're in for a memorable tournament this year, not just because of the tribute to Nadal, but because of the new talent coming through. And of course, the fans' energy will always make it unforgettable.
Absolutely. And we'll be sure to remember this one, especially with the tribute to Rafael Nadal and the legacy he's built. I can't wait to see how the tournament unfolds this year. So, Aline, Roland Garros or Wimbledon? Which is your favorite?
That's very complicated.
Yeah.
Last week we spoke about Wimbledon and these strawberries with cream. We're very attractive, but look at here. We have croissant and fromage. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, and the Latour.
It's a complicated debate.
Yeah. All right. So I think we can move on, no?
Exactly. So we asked everybody to translate this into English. Cuando era joven, solía jugar al tenis todos los fines de semana.
Muy bien. So the correct answer to this would be, and here you have it on the screen, when I was young, I used to play tennis every weekend.
Exactly. We used to talk about the habit of playing tennis every weekend in the past. The action was regular, but it doesn't happen anymore.
And just like in our dialogue earlier, used to helps us to express past habits and states that are no longer part of our routine. It's a great way to talk about things that have changed over time.
Remember, used to is all about something that used to be true or a regular action in the past, but isn't anymore. It's not about one-time events. For that, we used past simple.
Very good. So to summarize, used to, perfect to describe habits or states that we no longer do or experience. Remember, would is also possible for habits or for actions, repeated actions in the past, but it's not possible for states. Huh? And with past simple and past continuous, we focus on specific actions and actions in progress at a certain moment.
Great. Now, we want to hear from you. We want you to make a sentence using used to. Tell us about a habit or something you used to do but don't do anymore.
Yeah, post your sentences in the comments and we will read them. Oh, it's a fun way to practice what we have learned today. Sí, ponte ahí el comentario que lo estaremos mirando, a ver si nos pones algo interesante.
In fact, we're excited to see your responses. Don't be shy. Share your sentences and let's see how creative you can get.
Excellent. So in the next... So to wrap up a little bit, today we have reviewed past simple completed actions, past continuous for ongoing actions. Remember, we have a previous podcast already about this, but we have learned a new thing today. Used to for past habits and states that have changed. Don't confuse with would, which is also possible to use, with things or actions you did in a repeated way in the past, but you can't use it with states.
That's true. And remember, we use used to talk about things that were true in the past, but are no longer the case. If you're still unsure, don't worry. Just keep practicing and you'll get the hang of it.
Fantastic. And in the next episode, we will talk about prepositions of time, like in, on, and at. You'll learn when to use each one and sound more natural in your conversations.
And if you want to improve your English even faster, head over to trainlab.com for expert lessons, interactive tools, and much more.
That's right. And just to share a comment, many of our students are enjoying the classes with TrainLang. So they are really improving their English. In just a short time, they have seen how their English has improved a lot. So thank you very much for listening, friends. We hope you enjoyed the episode. So until next time, keep practicing your English and we will see you soon. Aline, it was a pleasure, a pleasure. So enjoy your day, Aline. Thank you very much.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.